Welcome to today's episode of the Do They Own Me podcast. I'm your host, Benny McBenface. Today, we have, out of India, a development that I've said for a long time is coming. Well, this is one more step in the direction of a horrible future where privacy is treated as a crime. The article appears on androidcentral.com. It's entitled, Indian Government Moves to Ban Proton Mail After Bomb Threat. Well, look, I've spoken for a long time, including at the time that the UK was talking about introducing, or I don't know if they did, or they were planning to introduce ID checks for accessing porn online. I said at that time, look, ultimately what's going to happen is the only way of enforcing any of these outrageous things is to literally ban encryption and encrypted services. Well, here's another step out of India in that direction, which is a very unfortunate development. The article begins, a Proton Mail account was used to send bomb threats to schools in the region, so the government wants to ban the service outright. Proton Mail is the well, I don't know if this is an ad now, but it says Proton Mail is the best choice if you want an end-to-end encrypted email platform, and the nature of the service means it is inevitably used by bad actors. Let me just clarify, I do not think that Proton Mail is the best choice for encrypted end-to-end email. I've looked at this, I've sort of settled on, and I currently take the view that Tutanota, T-U-T-A-N-O-T-A, is the best, by my simple assessment, is the best platform. But look, the article here claims that Proton Mail is. The article continues, on February 8, a bomb threat was sent to 13 schools in Chennai, a city in the state of Tamil Nadu in southern India. The threat turned out to be a hoax, and the Tamil Nadu police found that the email was sent via a Proton Mail account. Look, if you're a dodgy law enforcement official, or indeed, you know, even at the ministerial or government level, high levels of government, if all it takes is an email sent by someone, just if you've just got to type a few magic words, and boom, suddenly you can ban a service. Well, I've always said on this podcast, show me the incentives, and I'll tell you what's going to happen. In that case, a government official is very much incentivized to send that email and have it shut down. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just saying, Christ, if that's where we're at, someone sends an email that is somehow, you know, an issue. Obviously, a bomb threat's an issue. I'm not taking anything away from that. I'm just saying, if that's the level, the platform is used by one person once to do something that they shouldn't have. Now we're going to ban the platform. This is a very good peek into the future. The article continues, unable to trace the IP address of the sender and failing to get assistance from Interpol, the Tamil Nadu police put in a request to India's Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology to block access to Proton Mail within the country, according to Hindustan Times. All right, look, I don't know much about India, but that seems strange that a local police department from Tamil Nadu, I don't know whether it's a state police or whatever, they're putting in a request to the government to asking them to block the entire thing in the entire country. How's that work? You've got one local police agency trying to run the country, set the rules, decide what's allowed and what's not. I know what's going on here, India. Anyway, it continues, that request was granted today with the government authority issuing an order to block the service in the region. Okay, so it looks like it was just blocked in Tamil Nadu, but I don't know what it means in the region. The enforcement will be carried out by the Department of Telecommunications, which will likely entail delisting Proton Mail from the App Store and Play Store. That said, the website is still working as of writing, and the app is listed on both storefronts. This isn't the first instance where the Indian government went after the Swiss-based Proton AG. Proton VPN pulled its servers out of the country following a controversial 2022 ruling by the Indian government mandating providers to maintain usage logs. And look, this is again what I've said for some time, and I've said it on at least a few episodes of this show. The most likely outcome here is governments begin to aggressively crack down on this type of stuff and force themselves in between you and whatever you're communicating with online. The most likely situation is a split in the internet, a bifurcation in the internet. We end up with the Indian internet, we end up with the North Korean internet, we end up with the European internet, and I'll tell you right now which one I'll be signing up to. I'll go with the European version, thank you very much. It is the only jurisdiction where I've seen some type of semblance of, you know, protecting people's privacy. Even saying that people have a right to privacy is a step too far for many of these jurisdictions. The European Union has said people have a right to privacy and people have a right to not have their encrypted communications spied upon. Thank you very much. I'll sign up to that version. But here is another example where you've got one government, India in this instance, doing stupid shit, saying if you're going to run a VPN service, you've got to log it and obviously give us all the information when we ask for it. So the VPN provider just says, no, we're not doing it. They just shut down in India. They set up somewhere else or just redirect that traffic and that load to another part of the network, and that's it. It's over. So how these governments think that they could possibly prevail in this is beyond me. Do they think about it? I don't know. Surely there has to have been an advisor somewhere at a table on one day saying, look, this is not going to work. Anyway, article continues. As for the Proton Mail ban, Proton AG sent a statement to Hindustan Times that it was working with the government over the issue. Quote, we are currently working to resolve the situation, are investigating how we can best work together with the Indian authorities to do so. We understand the urgency of the situation, are completely clear that our service is not to be used for illegal purposes. We routinely remove users who are found to be doing so and are willing to cooperate wherever possible within international cooperation agreements. End quote. Well, you know, good for them. But here's what I do recall. I think it might have been in Switzerland where I can't remember the case. I can't remember the specifics of the case, but there was a time where I think it was Swiss police or look, there was a government agency that wanted access to somebody's Proton Mail and they got it. That's my point. It has happened, and the fact that it can technically happen is what I take issue with. And I said earlier that my current assessment of email providers is that Tutor Noto is the best one by my assessment. That is largely based on me accepting their claim at face value, which is that the emails are encrypted at rest, meaning unless you're logged in going through your emails, the email database or the part of the database that contains your emails is locked. It's encrypted. And they claim that they do not have access to it. Now, of course, that's not a magic solution for anyone intending to do something evil or wrong or illegal through those email providers, because, of course, they can effectively do an email wiretap, which is catch the emails on the way in and divert them off somewhere to be saved, and likewise catch them on the way out, divert them off somewhere to be saved. So it's not a magic solution, but I don't really care what the criminals want. I just want basic privacy, and I think it's a pretty good solution for basic privacy, because if you're not being targeted or actively sought out, someone that does go on a phishing expedition will not be able to, you know, get into your shit and read all of your life history and all of your stories. Anyway, the article continues, the issue is that Proton AG didn't hand over the IP address to Indian authorities. As the email provider told Hindustan Times, it cannot do that under Swiss law. Another quote from Proton cannot answer directly to foreign law enforcement authorities, but Swiss authorities may assist foreign authorities with requests, provided that they are valid under international assistance procedures and determined to be in compliance with Swiss law. And that is always what these guys have relied upon. I think Tutor's based out of Germany, but it's a very similar sort of set of rules where they say, look, we'll help you if we can do it under our laws. So instead of exactly what Proton's done here, instead of these guys coming to them and saying, we need this person's information and then them just willingly handing it over, like you know, Facebook do and like Google do and like Apple do and hilariously enough, Twitter under Elon Musk has become more willing than ever to just hand over stuff without a warrant. Proton is saying, look, we've got to comply with Swiss law, and Swiss law says we're not giving it to you unless we have a court order or you know, unless we're directed to by Swiss authorities. And that's good. That's how it should be. Article continues, the government's move is in line with a recent policy that has targeted services with end-to-end encryption. A host of encrypted apps were blocked at the start of last year, including the likes of Threema, Element, WikiMe, and SafeSwiss, and the government is going after WhatsApp to disable end-to-end encryption, although it isn't clear how that would even work. Let me just say this about WhatsApp, and I've said it previously on this podcast, I do not accept that WhatsApp is end-to-end encrypted, and I do not accept that Facebook or Meta has no ability to reach in and read your messages and go through your chats. Why do I not accept it? It's because the company that company was founded by Mark Zuckerberg and to this day continues to be controlled by Mark Zuckerberg, or at the very least run by Mark Zuckerberg. And he is the same guy that way back in the day sent a message to his friend saying, look, if you need any information about anyone, ask me because I've got it. And his friend replied and he said, look, what sort of information are we talking about? And why did they give it to you? And Zuckerberg replies and said, they just trust me, dumb fucks. Well, Zuckerberg, I'm not going to be a dumb fuck on this occasion, and I'm not going to trust you. So I'm going to say, I don't believe Facebook's claim when they say WhatsApp is end-to-end encrypted, because of course it's not an open source. It's not an open source app. We don't know what the code base says. We don't know how it operates. The only thing we know is that when we load it, it says all chats are end-to-end encrypted. Yeah, right. Whatever. I'm not a dumb fuck, and I'm not going to be one today. Thank you. Anyway, the article continues. Proton AG clearly agrees with that sentiment, as it said this to HT. We condemn a potential block as a misguided measure that only serves to harm ordinary people. Blocking access to Proton is an ineffective and inappropriate response to the threats. It will not prevent cyber criminals from sending threats, and it will be not effective. It will not be effective if the perpetrators are located outside of India. That's exactly right. I mean, any of these attempts to block and ban and, you know, say you can't use encrypted communication, they're going to fail. They can never, ever, ever achieve their objectives that way. It's just not. We've seen that governments around the world, particularly India, seems to have a bit of a problem here. You can't even freely use PayPal in India. Sending money to or receiving money from India, massive headache, massive nightmare. They've got everything absolutely locked down. For what reason, I don't know. But India has been really rapidly moving in this direction. But I see everybody and all governments moving in this direction. So, look, moral of the story here, boys and girls, you cannot outlaw mathematics. You cannot ban encryption. People are going to do what they want to do. If you ban one service, there's going to be another one that pops up somewhere else. So what's the solution here? I don't know, but maybe we just go back to the basics of people actually do have a right to privacy. If you want to go on police and you want to crack down on crime, good, please do so. But let's start by respecting people's actual right to privacy. Let's start by saying there is a right to privacy. That's the episode for today. I'll catch you on the next one.